I always recommend beginning a sitting with even if it's a few moments of being grateful. And as always, it's not about the content of whatever you think of to be grateful for. It's the experience of being grateful. So think of one or two things. That you're blessed with. And then they're the doorway into the energetic sense of your heart filling, being uplifted, softened, nourished, soothed, calmed. So it's a dual experience. What are you grateful for? And how does that feel to be grateful for it? And then allow your awareness of the felt sense of being grateful to widen and include whatever else is the felt sense in your energy body at the moment. And take a few moments to feel into, if you can, if it's helpful for you, that sense of a felt sense or an energy sense or energy body awareness. More than just in the heart center, just all around you, the energy that you have here now, sitting together. Fellow seekers for well-being. Bringing our attention, therefore, from the words that I was just sharing with you into the felt sense of all of that, into your bodies and the subtle bodies. And as applied yesterday, continues to apply today, calming, settling, gathering yourself here, this moment in this body, with these feelings, the various sense of perception, like hearing sounds, aware of the quiet, the little rustlings. Aware of your physical body, your posture, a sense of dignity and uprightness as you bring careful energy to being here. And then relaxing the obvious places of tension and the less obvious. Letting the breath be full and soft. And then tuning into your capacity to care, to respect, and even to honor. Value. let's value ourselves for showing up, for being willing to stay more present, more awake. To be available, to deepen into our lives more, get off the treadmill of superficiality, pleasure seeking. Appreciating ourselves and appreciating each other. Doing this in company is way, way more effective. It's very difficult to generate sufficient devotion or respect for this inner work on our own. But with a whole room full of us, we're motivated and supported and encouraged, held here. Appreciating that our minds can settle down, our attention can stay, linger, see more deeply, see more, understand more fully. It's a capacity every human mind has to become more awake, more clear, less cluttered, less tight in the busyness of meing. Let's appreciate that we have hearts which can appreciate. That we have a human life at all, with a mind that is trainable. Able to be cleansed and purified and transformed, decluttered. And let's remember today, during the day of practicing, that there are many, many moments of a very light sense of self, if one at all, that are simple, that are subtle, that are easy, that are very close. We can appreciate the rest and the peace from the pressures of that dense times of selfing. Let's miss less of those today. Quiet, light, peaceful moments. We can't chase them or dig them up or hang on to them, but we can be available to notice by resting quietly at home, present, embodied. Collected, conscious. Soft. Open. And you'll notice when your busyness of your life or your mind gets caught up in some story or drama or tangle or imagined future. And you can tune into that feeling of the separate sense of yourself tightening and filling up. And you might not know it's happening when it's happening, if you're very lost in it, but in the moment that your awakenedness reasserts itself and you find yourself aware again, you can feel what that felt like, that bigness of the sense of self, that tightness, hardness, separateness. Let yourself register what that is, the experience. Being somebody, having to do something, fix somebody. And then be grateful that you're aware now and relax and tune back into your energy field, energy body. And you can feel that tightening, just softening, lightening up. Get to really experience the grip and the releasing of that selfing as you move along up and down that continuum. When we're not present and we're caught up, we're high on that continuum in the selfing story, which is why we're tangled. And when we're present, we're dropping down, and observe that movement, that releasing. That's why you don't want to practice meditation with too much grimness, because you stay high on that continuum of selfing, trying, judging, disappointed because your mind isn't more mindful. And we can relax and settle back and be however it is we are. We're lowering down that continuum of tense, separate selfing. See if you can tune into that movement. Come here, come home, settle down, simple. In your body, with your hands, with your breathing, with your ears hearing. Coming home from the tangle of selfing, the tension, into the simple, relaxed openness of being. Resting quietly, knowing that you're present, conscious, aware, awake, quiet, easy. Linger with your hands and their many different sensations, or linger with your breathing, all the different aspects of breathing, growing, extending those moments of present awareness. I want to invite us all now to spend these last few minutes doing standing meditation. So just where you are, just stand up. Feet a little apart. And to begin with, just let yourself sway ever so slightly from one side to the other. Let more weight be on one leg and then the other. Just gently. A sense of loosening up the hips. Adjust your shoulders if you like so that your arms can be loosened because you were stiff and still for a while. That sense of the whole body softening in this little gentle movement. Let your head be loose on the neck. If you need to free it up, then free it up. You can have your hands held together in front or behind or hanging free at the sides. Whatever's comfy for the shoulders. And you can slow down and stop the swaying. And as we stand more still, you can notice that we're never really still. It's a very dynamic posture. There's always little adjustments going on all over the body, particularly legs, feet, knees, kneecaps, toes, thighs. Relax with this little minor adjustings. Let the body do what it does to hold you there. It's not a stiff posture. It's loose. I always find comfort in very, very minimal but continued swaying when I stand. It's more comfortable for me. And you can maintain this place of awareness is throughout the body with all its little minor adjustments going on as where you rest the attention. Or you can not notice it so deeply and you can just feel in general your energy body relaxed, comfortable, and however else it's feeling. Noticing if there's stories going on in your mind, there's a sense of selfing and tension building or not, releasing, lightness. As before, just the same meditation, just in a different posture. Please incorporate standing in your meditation curriculum. During the sits, here, anytime, stand, whenever you feel like. It can wake up a drowsy dullness, and it can release tension or discomfort sometimes, loosening up clenchings, tightenings. It's also a really good addition to walking periods. Walk for a little, stand for a little. It's also a great way of being in life. We rarely stand. We're usually going somewhere and doing something. Let's just stand, gaze, look around, listen. Stop the rushing. At any time, anywhere.